reputation takes a beating. King Louis XIV gave the new governor two jobs: defend the colony and repair the damage caused to France's alliances due to Frontenac's neglect. Brisset therefore sent a former coureur de bois named Nicholas Perrot to visit the Ottawa, Illinois, and Miami First Nations, convincing them that
when the English want to entice men with presents, I need them understand that they were going to ally themselves with traitors who had poisoned some of the nations that lived among them, and that after intoxicating the men, they had sacrificed and kidnapped their women and children to send them to islands far away from which they never returned.
Perrault's stories of English treachery convinced New France's allies to remain loyal, but the French had to put their money where their mouth was. Therefore, they launched an attack against the Tsunutunwin, a member of the Five Nations, in 1687. Brisset wrote to his king the reasons for the attack.
It was time, Your Majesty, that we did to the Iroquois what we came to do, to re-establish France's reputation, which had been lost among all the savage nations. It is common knowledge that if we had not marched on the Tsunutunwin and we had not humiliated the Iroquois, then all of the Ottawa would have yielded to the Iroquois and settled under the protection of the English. The third star is Guinevere.
The attack on the Tsunutunwin was a nice gesture, but what the natives really wanted was, to quote the famous historian and valley girl Susie Parker,
"Let gag me with the spear, like New France totally like, should have annihilated the Five Nations. Totally."
Instead of annihilating the Iroquois, Brisset entered into secret peace negotiations with them. Gondiaronk, a powerful Huron chief, rightly felt betrayed once he found out about the French attempt to sign a separate peace. He believed that once the Iroquois made peace with the French, the Five Nations would then be free to attack what few Huron remained in the Great Lakes region. In 1688, Gondiaronk captured members of an Iroquois peace delegation bound for Montreal. He killed a few of them, freeing the rest, but not before saying,
"Go, my brothers, I am freeing you and sending you back among your people. Even though we are at war with you, the governor of the French himself forced me to commit such a black deed, and I will only be consoled when your Five Nations have rightly taken vengeance."
When asked by a French priest why Gondiaronk had ambushed the Iroquois, the Rat, as Gondiaronk came to be called, admitted,
"I destroyed the peace. Let's see how Onontio gets out of this one."